98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Bigley Blast.
From a humanistic standpoint, the Cardinals have had an incredible run. They don't have lawbreakers or malevolent dudes that you wouldn't want to meet in a dark alley. They have great team chemistry, and they have very few egos run amok. And that's why David Johnson skipping minicamp is so surprising. Well, you know what? It shouldn't be. Johnson is one of many NFL stars holding out in search of more money, but this is different. He seems different than Khalil Mack or Aaron Donald or Old Thomas because he's so nice, so different, so unconcerned with things like money and sports cars and nice houses. But folks, do me a favor, spare the outrage on this one. Johnson hasn't missed anything important yet. He's terribly underpaid. He's the most important player on the team in 2018, and if he kept his mouth shut and said nothing, only to blow out his knee in week one, guess what? That would make him stupid. He would be criticized for being too naive and too loyal, and he would watch that contract extension vanish in thin air. Meanwhile, all those people screaming at him would simply move on to their next athletic hero, putting him on the scrap heap like every other NFL player. Clearly, there are dangers here, but I trust Johnson to not get overly greedy or let this get overly crazy, just like I trust the Cardinals to do the right thing and negotiate in good faith. But here's the bottom line. If you remember how hard you cheered for David Johnson for reasons of both talent and temperament, then you should realize how silly it is to criticize him now, because the NFL isn't just a business. It's the cruelest business of all, where an athlete is required to do only one thing between getting chewed up and spit out, and that's getting paid.